You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Are you a nice person? Do you struggle with having power in relationships and or in business? This is the show for you. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about power and how to have it for nice people and even not nice people. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. What do you mean power for nice people, Jason?
You know, we've had so many people over the years come to us and they wanted to, they had problems that we, that they needed help with to solve.
Right.
But basically when you boil it down, when you look at it, they want more power in their lives so they can get what they want.
Right.
And they wanted us to help us. A lot of times they wanted us to give them the power, you know, and right. Of course it doesn't work that way.
No.
But yeah, a lot of these people would say, okay, well, you know, I want to have power, yes, and I want to be able to get this done. On the other hand, I'm a nice person. I don't do these things or I don't do right. those things, or they see other people.
I don't act like this guy.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
You know, I see all these people in the world who have power, mm-hmm. but they seem their behavior is very not attractive.
Or I was going to say not acceptable to me, or that person right. would say that. Yes.
And so this show is about how to have that power and what's keeping you, what's getting in your way from having that kind of power.
Right. Right. Okay.
So let's talk about what power is first.
Okay.
Power at its most raw form is an energy. Of course, that's what we work with.
Of course.
It's an energy. that supports what you want. Mm-hmm. And most people use bully energy or angry energy or force or manipulation. Force and manipulation are energies also.
Correct.
Which many times don't match the situation. Mm. They often work in the short term, but are rarely sustainable.
Right.
So if I force you to do something, you may do it once, maybe twice, but then, you know, then it doesn't, it may not be as effective.
Okay.
You know. That's why a lot of people who have a lot of companies that use a lot of bully energy with their employees
right.
have a lot high turnover because the people don't like it.
Yes.
And they,
yes.
You know, and they.
We actually worked for a company together that was like that, didn't we?
Exactly.
Yes, we did.
It really, really was.
Yes.
So power is an energy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice people often refuse to use negative energies that and would prefer to use positive energies to get what they want. For example, the energy of consensus, harmony, common purpose, friendship.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes that works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Correct. That's exactly right.
You know, and yes. I've got a really good example of that, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But in our program world today, people use force or bully energy to make people do things because they are used to being programmed.
Mm.
If you've been programmed all your life, which most of us have, we have, you know,
absolutely.
We're used to having someone tell us what to do
mm-hmm.
and then force us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you ever remember saying to your parents, I don't want to do my homework? And they said, oh, that's okay. Whatever you want.
Actually,
there are a lot of laissez-faire parents.
You yes. know,
my parents would force me to do my homework.
That's correct.
Your parents wouldn't care.
My parents didn't care.
You know, either way, it's not effective. You know, forcing someone, force is a form of programming. So
right.
if you say, I don't want to do my homework, you know, if you were a parent using the ecosystem approach,
there you go.
You would say, okay, let's look at see what energy is keeping you from doing your homework or enjoying that topic or wanting to do that assignment.
Or resistance or being stuck in the resistance.
And then let's clear it.
Exactly.
So,
and by the way, the clearing works.
Yes. So my first wife, a long, long time ago, she died of cancer, never wanted to commit to any viewpoint.
Okay.
So I remember, you know, I was newly married and we were trying to make all these decisions and she didn't want to make any decisions with me. Oh. And I always wanted to, you know, in my mind, I was trying to build consensus.
Right.
I wanted to create harmony. I wanted a partnership. And I kept hitting my head against that wall over and over and over again, but I couldn't seem to get it. And, you know, I would have loved to listen to a show like this way back then.
Sure.
Because I was trying to be a nice guy.
Well, you are a nice guy.
Well, at times. You tell me about the times that I'm not.
We're not talking about that on the radio.
So,
or on the video.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it just, but when you're trying to get something done and you're trying to be use nice methods.
Correct.
Sometimes they don't work.
Yes.
There are two parts to power, okay? The first part is knowing what you want. Mm-hmm. And that requires that you know who you are.
Oh, and how do you do that, Jason?
With the ecosystem approach. So
that's correct.
Knowing who you are, you have to say, well, this is what I want.
Yes.
Now, I know a lot of people who think they know what they want all
correct.
The time. They say, I want this, I want that, I want that. And they are emphatic. They are absolutely convinced
right.
that they know what they want
right.
until they change their mind.
And
you know,
yeah.
So and it's not that they know what they want; they just act like they do. A lot of us, you know, this is usually a woman. This is very, but it also happens to men. It happened to me. You know, my mother was taught to make sure that everybody's happy. So
and she ran around in circles doing it.
And in a way, so I was taught to try and make everybody happy.
Yes.
And there's no place in making everybody happy for saying, okay, who are you and what do you want? And let's go get it.
And I was going to say, and how to get up and go get it.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes. And that's a really big deal because when you understand that it's negative energies that are standing in your way and keeping you from either being able to make decisions or understand what power is, all of those things. One of the best things about the ecosystem approach, first off, it takes just a few minutes every day. But the best thing is when you start seeing the results because of it, especially with power, decision-making, or getting rid of the negative energies such as anger and disappointment and hurt. It's like there's a whole world out there that you never even knew existed or you thought only existed for somebody else. Excuse me. Go ahead.
And here's the big trap.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, they come to us and say, I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want
right,
this.
Right.
You know, but when you say, well, what do you want?
They go, I don't know.
They know what they don't want because it's abused them.
Yes.
It's affected
time.
Them in a negative way.
Big time. Yes.
But, you know, to have power, you have to say, I don't want this. I want this.
Yes.
I don't want this, but then I do want this.
Right. Right. And right.
You have to do that. You have to know yourself. Now, the people that act like they know what they want.
That's not the same thing, meaning that they act like they know what they want instead of really knowing what they want.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you about this.
Okay.
You know, when we're driving down the road, she has this thing about, she absolutely, you know, she has all these favorite songs, but if the radio is
if the playing radio, the wrong song.
Whoa, when she has to push that button and say, no, that is not allowed, you know.
And it actually goes like this. Oh, I don't want to hear that.
So she has so many songs that she loves that I don't really know what
favorite my favorite song is. Yes, no, it's
but we have
true.
Rules that, you know, the Beatles, you can never push
do
the
not touch that.
During,
do not touch
during
that
a Beatles
station.
Song,
yes,
you know, that
exactly.
sort of thing. So, but with that said, you know, she acts like she knows what she wants. Sometimes I wonder, you know, but the truth is that she likes all sorts of music.
I do.
And all types of genres.
I do.
And
I love to sing.
Yes. So it's easy, but
yes.
it, you know, if someone who just casually watches that dance we have in the car would say, oh my gosh, she really knows what she wants in music, which isn't necessarily exactly true.
No, it's how... I can't resist. Everyone, it's how I feel in the moment.
So, you know, and people are like that. People say, this is how I feel in the moment. And they're absolutely convinced that that's what they want. But that's not exactly what we're talking about here.
No, it's not. We are actually talking about power and how to get it. And one of the things that I know is, yes, I mess with the music and all of that sort of thing. Okay. But the power, when you learn to do the ecosystem approach, when you learn to do that clearing and remove those negative energies, there's, I don't know how else to say it, but there's this energy of power that sits just beyond most people's reach, that when you start clearing, it starts to come up and you actually figure out how to use it.
It's kind of, you know, deep in
with you. Oh, it is. It's phenomenal. I'll say that.
There's one more piece to this.
Okay.
And I'm going to just tell it briefly because we're going to talk about it in the next segment.
Okay.
But it's about the greatest power killer. Which is neediness. If you need love, respect, attention, you want something from other people, it's hard to say, I want this.
Right.
But then but that neediness, which is another want that you have that's compulsive, keeps you from saying, I want this. I don't want this, but I want this. If you need for someone's love and approval, and you say, I want something that they don't want, they're not going to give it to you. And it's a power killer. We're going to talk some more about that in the next
segment. And I just want to end it with this. By the way, neediness is an energy. So with that said, Jason, one of the key points in this segment.
Power in its very basic form is an energy which can affect using the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
Force and bully energy is assumed, is the assumed way to have power in our culture because of programming. Mm-hmm. And it's essential to know who you are and what you want to use power for in the world to get it.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have power for yourself and to use power in a positive and healthy way.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to know what energies to use and what keeps you from using a wide range of energies for the situation to get what you want. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to know what energies to use and what keeps you from using a wide range of energies for a situation to get what you want. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. How do you know, Jason, what energies to use in a particular situation to get what you want, or how to have power in a situation?
So if you've been programmed all your life, you think in terms of actions, strategies and techniques.
Sure.
Do this, do that.
Right.
You know, but using energy is more valuable because you can use the right strategy, the right action with the wrong energy, and
exactly.
It won't work.
Exactly. Yes.
An example is maybe you compulsively have that bully energy. So,
okay.
So when, you know, you want it a certain way and you get really angry.
And you want it right now, yeah, and all of those things. Sure.
You know, and but you know that the best strategy is to try and be nice.
Nice and calm and...
So you can try and act nice.
Yes.
But that is, yeah, right underneath the surface.
That's true.
And
that's true.
And anybody that has any sort of... even if someone can't identify it, they can feel it. And they know that that's not being sincere. Whatever.
That is correct. That is correct.
You know, again, my first wife who died of cancer, you know, I wanted to have a relationship with her that was... collaborative,
right?
You know, and that we would make a decision together. But I, you know, I see this in hindsight.
Sure.
After I've used the ecosystem approach, I was just hitting my head against the wall over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But now that I've been using the ecosystem approach for over 20 years now, I can see that this, you know, her perspective was she didn't want to be responsible for any of the decisions, and she'd rather sit on the sidelines and talk to me about what was wrong with my decisions, you know. So she let me go ahead, and then she'd say, well, that wasn't very smart, or that wasn't right, or that wasn't right. And she didn't ever want to be happy. She didn't ever want to be content. And most decisions, just so you know, and this, we had a show about this not too long ago, but there's no perfect decision.
There never is.
There's always a downside.
Well, because life happens, energies happen in life. And this is part of what we're talking about today. You make a decision, and then when you things happen that get in the way of that decision going smooth and easy. Most of us are trained, programmed that, oh, it's somebody's fault and you can't do anything about it. Or you have to take over, yeah, and it has to, yeah, be somebody else's way. But the bottom line is when you use the ecosystem approach, what happens is that you soon learn life does happen and situations, and you can't always foresee everything. But
so
when
even if a decision is right in the beginning,
exactly,
it may disintegrate,
exactly,
it may,
right,
change, circumstances may change.
That is
so,
exactly,
but
right.
But the point here is that she wanted some sort of, she wanted to be insulated from the responsibility of that.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see it. It wasn't just that, that makes her sound like inappropriate and not a very good partner, which she wasn't. But here's the part that was missing for me.
Okay.
You know, I was compulsively collaborative.
Yes.
I didn't want to be.
And you still are, by the way.
I didn't want to be the
you want to be the bad guy.
I didn't want to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's interesting now because after using the ecosystem approach, I can be the bad guy.
Yes.
And I know that I'm it's not going to be liked, but it's not as critical because of that neediness. This is male neediness. That neediness wasn't there to be liked, to be loved, to be always approved of.
Right.
You know, and now I can say, well, okay, I'll make this hard decision. I'll say this, that, you know, speak up when no one else can speak
right.
up. In fact, I have a reputation for that.
Especially in my family.
Speaking up when no one else is going to say anything.
Yes.
So,
but let's get back to the point here. The point that Jason is trying to make is about the neediness of that it is the biggest killer, so to speak. I don't really like that word, but it is the biggest deterrent of real authentic power.
The other emotions, which are energies,
yes,
that keep you from your power: shame, guilt, unworthiness, and even the fear of being disappointed.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
When you have those things going, it's hard to say, I want this, and just know it.
Well,
with conviction.
Yes.
Because there's that shame. Well, I think I want that. Or
right.
don't get mad at me if I want this. Or don't get mad at me if I want to leave this abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You know,
big one. That's a big one. And but and one more time, the point that we're trying to make here is that when you use the ecosystem approach to clear the neediness and the guilt and the unworthiness and the disappointment and the need for attention, that kind of thing. What happens is there's a whole world out there that you have the ability to not only see sometimes for the very first time, but you also have the ability to live in and be with. And it is so awesome because I was trained like everybody else that I know of, that it's so, everything seems to be black and white, and that's the only way it can be. And that's, you know, get over it or live with it or whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, one of the most common things that people say to us is, oh, you can do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh you can do that?
Oh, yeah. What you mean? Oh, I can clear that?
Or I can take that action?
Yes.
It's like they need permission because we've been programmed.
Yes.
We expect people to tell us how to do it, what to do, how to do it.
Right.
And that keeps us from our power.
Well, and you know, one of the biggest things is that other people use decision-making, and I'm going to go back to your first wife, other people use decision-making to blame somebody else. They use it as a weapon. And it is one of the hardest things there is to see that, wait a minute, you made the best decision in that moment, but life happens.
There's a form of interaction that people have. And we talk about that's a really good example.
Okay.
A lot of times you won't take action for something that you want because it'll right. upset the other person.
Or a parent will take action for their children, but they won't take it for themselves.
Yes. And when you take action and you're afraid of the other person's response right. because it makes you feel bad, or you take responsibility for that response, then yeah. sometimes that's a form of manipulation
yeah.
that keeps you from your power big time.
Yeah.
You know, all abusive relationships, that's probably the go-to.
Yes.
We've seen those type of relationships and parent-child and spouse mm-hmm. with spouses.
Right.
Even boss, employee,
oh, yeah.
you know,
all the time.
It's very, very common.
Yes.
You know, many times people use being upset as a weapon.
Oh.
So if you say something and it upsets me,
yes,
I weaponize that to control you so that you'll do what I want you to do.
Exactly.
It's a underhanded, it's very manipulative.
Yes, it is.
But it's a way of using power in a way that just feels bad.
Well, and what another point that we're trying to get to here is that when you understand yourself, when you use the ecosystem approach and you start to see who you really are, then you can figure out where you want power or need power or and even how to use it. And it is so awesome when you finally figure it out authentically that you kind of want to jump up and down and go, yeah. But then it becomes part of who you are. And because it's been there all the time, it's just been covered up by negative energies.
You know, an example that I've encountered many, many times
yes.
is women who are dating it's also men, but usually women. Women who are dating don't want to take a chance at going out with a guy mm-hmm. because they're afraid if they don't like that guy.
Right.
It's up to them to articulate why that guy doesn't work for them
right.
over and over and over again. And a lot of times that's used as a weapon.
Exactly.
You know, you can't just say, I'm not interested, and leave it at that. They have to know why and you know, what's the difference between this and
right.
point out any hypocrisy in that and
exactly.
all that stuff. And frankly, that's a boundary issue that keeps you from your power. You know, because when we help with people who are dating, we always say, hey, go out with as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing. You're learning what you want, what you don't like.
Right. And that's a really good way to do that.
Yeah.
The deal is that if you're not using the ecosystem approach to do that, you're not seeing everything that you need to see about yourself first and then everybody else that you come in contact with.
Yes.
So it's a pretty big deal. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using the correct energies allow you to have power in any situation. Mm-hmm. When you can't use all types of energy for power, it's from negative energies that have to be cleared. Mm-hmm. And neediness and unworthiness sets you up to be a victim to others who would use that for their own power.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to be able to use all types of power so you can live your life as you choose.
Mm-hmm. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how we use energy to have more power in the world. Your parents never explained this to you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com. Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
On a tough day, our first impulse is to check out. But here's a better idea. Check in. Check in with yourself in two specific ways. First, check in with your body. Are your hands balled into fists? Is your jaw clenched? Notice any place you feel tension in your body and consciously relax. Then check in with your mind. Are you fully present to the people and activities in your immediate environment? Or is your mind a million miles away, worrying about the future, brooding about the past? If that's the case, gently bring your awareness back to the present moment. When we check in with ourselves, we can create more peace in ourselves and in our world. If you'd like to learn more about incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily life, contact me, Mary Angela McGuire, at McGuireLifeCoach.com. And check out my show, Nothing But Now, Thursdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how we use energy to have more power in the world. your parents never explained this one to you. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. What do you mean, Jason, by using energy to have more power in the world?
It's basically an energy approach to life.
Okay.
We've been trained to use strategies and techniques.
Yes.
But it doesn't change the energy.
Yes.
And a lot of times,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's unknown in this world mm-hmm. is that people use strategies and technique, and then they start to use bully energy. They force the world to give them what they want.
Okay. Okay.
And so people who are very successful have a reputation for being
bullies.
You know, you can say aggressive or strong leaders, that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's a form of bully energy
yes,
that is
absolutely
that can be really awful.
Well, it's offensive.
Yes.
I really struggle with people that do this, that run their businesses this way, because to me it appears that they're just blowing off what anybody else thinks or feels or needs to survive.
On the other hand, you know, you need to be effective. You know,
yes,
you
I to, understand
you
that
You need to
too.
Make things work. You need to be successful.
Yes.
So
yes.
How do you do both?
Yes.
People don't really understand it. Well, the way you do both, first okay. of all, is with energy.
Yeah.
Because it's the other dimension that people don't understand, that when you have this, when you clear the energy that's in your way,
mm-hmm.
clear a path.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get what you want.
Yes.
And we've been doing it for 20 years. It's amazing. And each person is different. So what you had to clear for you in your path is different than what I had to clear
completely.
For me and my path. And then when we come together as
right.
a couple,
right.
what we clear for us as a couple is different than the other couple down the street or that, someone else.
That is correct.
Another group or organization.
Correct.
It's all different. But with that said, the energy is what tells you how to use power,
yes.
how to have power,
yes.
and what's in front of you that's keeping you from that power, so you can just yeah. remove it.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's
yes.
when we say take an energy approach to life, that's really kind of exciting for me. That's
well,
how
and,
I think about
and,
it.
And I'm just going to step in and say that energy approach to life, once I started using it, first off, I always knew there was something there. I just didn't know how to get to it. And when Jason talked to me about it for the first time, it was as if this world opened up and there was all this information. Some of it, I admit, was like, oh, that's a little scary. But the more I cleared me, the more I discovered my story, meaning I got rid of the negative energies that were holding me back in that moment and then from my past. Oh my gosh,
and
this world opened up.
You know, and you've said this many times, but you were using energy techniques long before you met me.
That is correct.
And so what I see is that those energy techniques weren't effective.
That's exactly right.
And that's a big part of why we chose the ecosystem. Oh, now we created the ecosystem approach, because it came from using our intuition to see
exactly.
what really works and
exactly.
what doesn't.
And by the way, we used it on ourselves first, which was, you know, yes, we were the guinea pigs, so
and
to
we
speak,
still use it
and every
single
day.
We are constantly clearing the path to
yes,
our own.
Yes, we are. And by the way, I've never laughed so hard at myself or been embarrassed at myself, but then I clear it and it's amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
So energy approach to life, clearing away the negative works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the negative energy that is that's in your way, that is the biggest block
right.
to your success.
Correct.
And success is an energy.
Yes. So, oh, yeah.
And so using this really, really works, except for one thing. And this is the part.
Okay, this is the hard part.
Most other people that work with energy, they don't talk about this stuff, but it's really important. In our world today, there's you know, like attracts like energy. So so when you clear this negative energy that's in your way and you want a certain form of success, mm-hmm. or you want to have more money, you want to have more resources,
better relationships.
Yes. You clear your way, clear what's in your way. But there's one trap that most people never get. And there's no one else that's talking about this that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And that's, there are constructs in our world today that are gamified.
Okay.
And what do I mean by gamified? Well, instead of being a natural process where like attracts like, and this, you attract this energy to you.
Correct.
You know, resources are energy, money's energy, relationships are energy, you know, when it's gamified, it has a different set of rules.
Well, and in order to step into that game or have that understanding, you have to have that knowing, you have to have an understanding about what the game is.
Yes. You know, again, with my first wife,
yes,
she was, you know, it wasn't a game to her. It was survival. Mm-hmm. But she wanted, she didn't want to be criticized. She didn't want to be in a position where she was blamed or judged or someone would say that you did this wrong.
Okay.
And then it became a game because I wasn't getting it. And I kept doing the same thing over and over.
Well, and I have to say this, he has this nice guy quality about him. And that, and I'm just giving an example, that nice guy quality really, I've seen that there are people who think they can step on him, but give him a second and let him take a deep breath. Look out.
Well, and that's from the clearing.
Exactly.
Because my neediness before wouldn't allow me to say, oh, are you kidding me? You know, yeah. Give me a break. I'm not doing that. Or, right, you know, right, this right, isn't right. going to work for me.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Exactly.
So, you know, having that kind of surety mm-hmm. comes from clearing that it was needy energy. Needing to be liked and loved and respected.
And also, I'm just, you know, and this is about Jason's story and about being bullied by his father all of his life.
Yeah.
And it's really important to understand that when you are bullied, I just want to throw this point out there. When you are bullied, you shy away from the understanding of the money game, the success game, the
confrontation in general.
Exactly. You shy away from it because you can be smacked so many times before you start to back away going, that's not what I want.
So when you go out into the world as an entrepreneur or you want to make your fortune, so to
correct,
speak,
correct.
You have to see the world the way it is. And how do you do that? Well, using the ecosystem approach.
Right.
And that's what got me, you know, that's what interrupted me mm-hmm. was the fact that I couldn't see the world as it is. I couldn't see my wife the way she was. Mm-hmm. You know, if you need... we mentioned this earlier. Imagine you have your own business.
Okay.
And your clients, some of your clients come to you and say, I want a reasonable exchange of your services for my money.
And, correct.
You know, and those people are fairly easy to work with. But there's some people that come to you and say, I'm playing a game and I want to get the most, I want to
get the most from you for the least amount of money.
Yes.
In the game,
no matter whether it's fair or not,
manipulating.
Yes,
that hands down, that game is manipulating.
And in order to know the difference, is you have to see it from an energy perspective. That's how you know the difference.
Because when you see that energy and you clear your way through all of that, you believe it or not, and I don't like saying this, but then you have the upper hand.
Yes,
because the person that's doing the manipulating or wants to play the game of manipulation, they don't see that coming.
It's not only, you know, just getting money for your business.
Right.
Has been gamified, all those things.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So anything else in this segment, Jason?
Well, we're going to...
Key points?
We're going to... Yeah, key points. We're going to tell people how to clear.
We're going to do the key points, and then we're going to tell everyone how to clear. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Power is the natural result of using an energy approach to life using the ecosystem approach. Clearing the negative energy in your way is a pure form of power, but the game has to be acknowledged.
Right.
The ecosystem approach allows you to see the world as it really is versus the way you would like it to be, which is absolutely necessary for power.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to identify the negative energy in your way so you can have power for your life.
Exactly. So, Jason, for everyone who either hasn't, you're listening to our show for the first time, or you just need to be reminded, we're going to tell you how to do the clearing, and then we're going to call upon life force. And then in the next segment, that's what we're going to do. We're going to spend the next whole segment doing clearing, which is amazing. So, Jason, how do you clear?
Simply put, you don't have to be in a reverent position. You can stand, sit, walk. You can be standing on your head. You can be laying down. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. You don't have to be really intense with it, or try and be reverent in any way. And so, just as we say, and to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, imagine all that energy coming from the tips of your toes up, and blow it into a trash can, or what we have is the processor.
What we have is the processor today, and today this is going to be the
that's
the
what
processor.
It looks like.
It looks like this, and in fact,
if you go to our website, the ecosystemapproach.org, you can see a picture of that.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Okay.
But blow it into a trash can. And if you, and there's no trash can, like if you're driving, use your imagination.
And by the way, our imagination is one of the greatest things that we have, by all means. And then after that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force, the most powerful energy that anyone, anything has access to. And we're going to activate it. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head, go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around, and we're going to ask that most powerful energy to remove even more negative energy, because everyone, if you understand energy at all, you know that there is a lot of negative energy around us everywhere. So with all of that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to have power in your life and know what you want, so you can exercise that power. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christel Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Find nourishment in your life, inside and out, on the Two Girls and Plants podcast with Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. Learn how to advocate for your health with courage and confidence every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to have power in your life and know what you want so you can exercise that power. And by the way, I think this is an amazing thing to know. So today we are going to use my coffee cup here that has the processor on it. And if you need to go to our website, which is
TheEcosystemApproach.org.
You can see this picture as well. And what it is we take negative energy and in our mind's eye, we throw it in the top here and it goes down all the way through and gets processed and then comes out as neutral energy. Think of it this way. You're not only removing negative energy from you, but you're also helping the environment around you to become neutral so we can have better lives for all of us, ourselves, starting with ourselves. So you ready, Jason?
It's a very positive thing.
It is.
So we'll show you how we do it. Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that power in my life is possible for me.
Right.
So gather up those barriers.
Gather them up.
And blow them into the processor or a trash can if you're listening to this on the radio.
Exactly. One more time. Just take a breath and try that again. From your toes.
All the barriers
and put them into the processor some way, however you can do that right now. So the next one is, thank you, Jason. and to eliminate the false belief that only bully energy and aggressive energy is power when that's not true at all. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath from the tips of your toes. Get rid of that bully aggressive energy right now and throw it into that processor and or the garbage can.
And to eliminate the feeling of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that I had from being bullied by those in leadership all my life.
Yes, exactly.
Gather up that feeling of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness.
Pick it up.
Blow it into that processor.
Throw it away. One more time, I'm going to show you the processor. Oops, here we go. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I have because I can't bully others and push them to do things that I need and want. I release and let go that fear and that hurt and that shame. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath, tips of your toes, and throw it into, the coffee cup, the processor, the garbage can.
So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can clear the negative energies that keep me stuck in compulsive niceness.
Oh, yes.
Take a breath. See, when you get rid of that compulsive niceness or the need to be the neediness or the guilt and shame, you can just say without being a bully, this is what I want.
Right.
And then stand firm until you get that.
And you can also clear to stand firm. So let's do this and to eliminate all of the programming from my past that says I might be able to ask for what I want, but I can't stand firm until I get what I want. I release and let go those false beliefs and all of that programming. Take a breath, nice and easy. And into that processor right here.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that negative energy keeps me from my power and my ability to use power.
Take a breath.
It's not a training. All of a sudden, when you remove this negative energy, it just happens.
It does.
It's so amazing. Like,
it's
awesome. Oh, did I say that?
And it's fun, believe it or not. Okay. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror that keep me from having preferences and using my power in the world. Take a breath, nice and easy, and blow it out.
And to eliminate all the hurt, depression, and shame that I have that keeps me from knowing what I want and then using power to get it.
I love it.
Gather that all up, blow it into the processor.
and to eliminate any anger I have about being pushed, pushed and abused all my life by bullies and aggressive people in authority. Take a breath, nice and easy. And by the way, that's a huge one for me because I was truly abused by people that I thought had authority. And when I see it today, oh, the things I could have said.
And to eliminate my feelings of resistance, bitterness, and anger about using power because I've seen how toxic it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. And to eliminate the false belief that I'm too nice so I can never have power in the world for myself. It's not true, not at all. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that aggressive people seem to have power because we've all been programmed
yes.
to believe that. It's not true. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to other people's manipulations of me for their power over me. That's kind of what I was talking about earlier. Yes. And you know what? You don't need that. Get rid of those blocks and that numbness. So you don't have to stand there and go, okay, come on. What we're saying is now you can go, okay, nope, that's not acceptable to me anymore. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the barriers to my clarity
mm-hmm.
about me so I can use power effectively for myself.
And by the way, that's one of the biggest things that we don't do, especially when we've been programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see I can have all the power I need using the ecosystem approach.
Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate some life force. And I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force. Life force, the most powerful energy in the entire world and beyond. I activate life force for me so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity, awareness, and objectivity starting right now, this very minute. Nice and easy. Have it come in. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that we have, that you have left.
And to eliminate and to activate life force so I can have hope to connect with my personal power and power in the world to get what I want.
Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust the knowing that removing negative energies can help me see how to have power for myself.
Go ahead. And to activate life force so I can decide to uncover the power within me and see how to use it in the best way in the world.
Nice. Take a breath. Pull it in. Blow it out. And the last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and love myself and know that I can have the power that I need and want first for myself and then for any and all situations that I'm in. Take a nice breath. I love that power. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about the non-physical dimension. So go to our Facebook page,
okay,
theecosystemapproach.org, and we'll talk about what that show is going to be about. It's
awesome.
Going to be really, really interesting.
Yes, yes.
And if you want to do this on a regular basis, if this touches you in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for our free subscription section.
Okay.
And you'll get the newsletter every week. It has clearings every week on it. They're all written out so you can do it. And the more you do it, the better off it's going to be. And the ecosystem approach, it's just going to transform your life. It's really amazing. Listen to our show every week too. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.